Consider suspending Procedure Rule 14.4, items 1, 2 and 6 on the agenda, which will enable suspension of the usual time limit for speeches during those items. I would suggest 5 minutes. This is an amendment, so I will ask members if they would raise their hands in support or for this motion, and on those hands to take off. I need someone to propose this and second it, I'm sorry. And second, it's been seconded, thank you. Right, now we move to the vote. All those for me, please raise your hands, and then Helen Marsh will then take the main vote.
So all those for, Councillor Abraham, Councillor Axford, Councillor Beston, Councillor Brading, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Mosdell, Councillor Merwin, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Councillor Perks, Councillor Price, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Seeley, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Tindall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Whitehouse, Councillor Whittle, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Medland.
All those against, would they say?
Sorry, Councillor Love.
Okay. All those
and Down. And Councillor Down.
And Councillor Down. All those against, would you please raise your hands? Are there any abstentions? Would you please raise your hands?
Councillor Andre, Councillor Baker Smith, Councillor Howe, Councillor Smart, Councillor Lilly, Councillor Brody, Councillor Barry, and Councillor Gallant. Oh, and Councillor Judy Jones Evans.
Just wait for the count, and then we move forward. Councillor, good problem.
I've got a different agenda to everybody else. One starts off prayers, then to elect a chairman.
No, the elected chairman will come in now.
Well, what's this other position doing there?
Councillor
Barry,
I've just made a very clear what the other position is, and that is to, I repeat myself, which I don't often do, but I will, to ask the council if they wish to consider suspending procedure rules 14.4, items 1, 2 and 6 on the agenda, which will enable suspension of the usual time limit for speeches during those items. I would suggest item 5. It's been proposed and seconded in voting.
Wouldn't it have been helpful if that had been on the agenda in the first place? And we'd have known what it was going to happen.
It is on my agenda, and I understand it to be on your agenda. If it, well, then you have my sincere apologies, Councillor Barry, and I'm asking the monitoring officer to clarify.
I can just clarify, it isn't on the main agendas that members have. It's a procedural motion of the chairman who's brought to see whether or not members want to extend the time in which allowed to speak for items 1, 2 and 6 between 5 minutes, which is what the vote was on.
Councillor Brody.
Chair, can we have clarifications for why then on something as insignificant as that we had a named vote, given that the Constitution requires named votes on significant matters, not insignificant matters as to how long a speech is going to be. Thank you.
Councillor Brody, yes you can, and I will answer that and then I will ask my monitor to clarify. I understand, and I've known you a long time, Councillor Brody, that you're one of the pioneers of the name vote. And I understood that we always took the name vote on these matters, and that is one of the reasons actually I suggested that we did, along with my monitor, Mr. Kelly.
Just to clarify, just to reflect the fact that often a request is made for an vote, they can do something different to watch it, so.
Councillor Brody.
Well, all I would say is that, as you say, the pioneer of accountability to the islands through their councillors, through name votes, is about significant votes, not insignificant matters like how long a speech is, and I think it's an abuse of it, and it's just an attempt to bring it into ridicule. Thank you.
I know what you say, and my acknowledgement officer has explained. Thank you. Right, so we have 25 for and that's over. and 9 abstentions. So that has been carried.